USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, the White House announced it would be delaying adding tariffs on a number of Chinese goods to soften the impact on American consumers during the holiday season. Tom Donahoe is a U.S. Chamber of Commerce CEO. He tells Fox News the trade war is a very slippery slope.
I believe that the White House did the right thing and is doing the right thing to be strong and tough with the Chinese.
Hong Kong's airport is open after violent clashes between protesters and police had grounded flights over the past 2 days. Hong Kong lawmaker Fernando Chung tells CBS News,
"We're in a situation that people are getting ready to fight. And many young people are ready to sacrifice themselves. And we don't want to see that happen."
Rough day on Wall Street as the Dow has been down over 700 points at times on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
A reality TV husband and wife face tax evasion charges. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Chrisley Knows Best follows the Georgia real estate magnate Todd Chrisley and his boisterous family who live in the Nashville area.
Meet Todd Chrisley. He's the patriarch of perfection.
We're not perfect.
But perfect should be something you should strive to be.
It's aired on USA for 7 seasons. Recently, it premiered a spinoff called Growing Up Chrisley. Well, now he and his wife Julie have been indicted by a federal grand jury on charges alleging, among other things, they tried to hide their income from the show from the IRS. The 12-count indictment also accusing them of conspiracy, bank fraud, and wire fraud. Chrisley's lawyer says the allegations are based on complete falsehoods.
The FAA announced that 15-inch MacBook Pro laptop computers sold between 2015 and 2017 will no longer be allowed on planes since the batteries can overheat and catch fire. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Turning to politics, as many of your Democratic presidential campaigns remain in Iowa, crisscrossing the state, heading to local fairs, Trump 2020 campaign advisor Laura Trump tells Fox News it doesn't matter who the Democrats bring against President Trump.
I don't think it matters who this president runs against. He'd be happy to run against Joe Biden, but if it happens to be Elizabeth Warren, then we feel very comfortable there too.
Trump continues and shares what she believes people in the country are focused on.
People in this country are focused on how much better their life is, I think, under this president versus the socialist ideas that many of these candidates are proposing on the left. But either one of them, we're very happy to run against.
The FBI is investigating an attack that took place Tuesday morning at an ICE facility in San Antonio, Texas. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen says the person responsible is still on the loose.
It does appear to be targeted, and again, as you just noted, this is the fourth incident of violence or an issue at an ICE facility, and our top priority is the safety of our men and women who are out there protecting American communities. Really appreciate the quick response of the FBI. The state and locals are going to be investigating this, but we got to find this perpetrator, and we've got to ensure that this can't happen again.
Shortly after the attack, a man was detained but then released after authorities said he was not connected to the incident. For more news, check us out online at usaradionews.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.